Title: Caju Tem, L'Affaire de Heritage de Johnny Hallyday. Content: As a battle rages on in Nanterre, west of Paris, over the estate of Johnny Hallyday, who is best known as the French Elvis, and spills out across the pages of the tabloid press in France, we offer a view from Halliday's adopted home, Los Angeles, California. It is, after all, the central question of this affair whether a will and trust executed in California under California law, which was intended to dispose of assets that include Halliday's properties in Santa Monica and Los Angeles, will be respected or tossed aside as a violation of French forced heirship laws. The saga of the Hallyday case is a cautionary tale for French nationals who reside outside of France or who have property or assets outside of France, or for foreigners who may be considered domiciliaries of France, or other nations with inheritance laws that differ from France, as well as for members of their families whose inheritance may be caught in between. Hallyday died in December 2017 at the age of 74 after a battle with lung cancer. At the time of his death, Hallyday was married to his fourth wife, Laetitia. They split their time between Los Angeles and St. Barthélemy, a French Caribbean island, along with their two adopted children, Jade and Joy. Shortly after Halliday's death, his two adult children from previous relationships, Laura Smet and her half-brother David Hallyday, contested Halliday's California will and trust in the French court. Laura and David won an early battle when the French court froze Halliday's French assets, though the court declined to enter orders seeking to freeze assets located in the United States. In granting the request partially by freezing the French assets, the court explained that it appeared there was a real risk that such assets would be transferred to the trustee of the California Trust, Bank of America. Though it would not appear that the estate planning documents have been shared publicly, they would be in the U.S., news reports indicate that Hallyday left the entirety of his estate to Laetitia, and after she dies, to Jade and Joy. Hallyday apparently left nothing to Laura and David, Laura has told the press, not a guitar, a motorbike, or even a signed copy of the song Laura that Hallyday lovingly wrote for his daughter when she was very young. Laura and David claim in the French court that the California estate planning documents violate French laws of forced heirship, which require a portion of the estate, 75% in Halliday's case because he had more than two children, to devolve to family members in certain percentages. However, under French law, and particularly since August 2015 under the EU's new succession regulation, which applies in France, the law governing the disposition of the estate of a French national, real and personal, and wherever located, is the law of the decedent's last habitual residence or domicile. Thus, therein lies the question, did Hallyday become domiciled in California? Analysis of that question is very fact-dependent, and ultimately, the evidence must be weighed to determine whether subjectively and objectively, Hallyday intended to become domiciled permanently, or at least until he decided to change his domicile again, in California. For persons who have homes in more than one place, this can be a difficult question to answer. There are numerous factors that can contribute to this analysis, everything from payment of taxes to the place of one's hairstylist. A decision from the French court is reportedly years in the offing. Meanwhile, of interest, we wonder why Laetitia has made no effort to validate her late husband's will and trust in California. Why has she thus far allowed herself to play solely on Laura and David's home turf? Indeed, as evident from the court's provisional remedy of freezing assets, the French court understandably would be biased toward the French law and tradition of forced heirship. One need only glance at the press to see just how unthinkable it is to the French mind that a parent would disinherit a child. Though such sentiments will find sympathy on a human level in the States, we have a different tradition, which we refer to as freedom of testation. Our natural instinct is to ask why anyone responsible for earning his fortune through his own labor, or even to have inherited it, for that matter, should be forced by law to leave his money to persons dictated by the government.